barbarian tribes of Rome. The Sarmatians, the military organization of the Sarmatians. Now, the military organization of the Sarmatian units from the 7th to the 4th century BCE was of tribal origin and would require all men and women who could fight to report to the battlefield, where individuals of power would command their small local groups. These individuals would then answer to the commands of the tribal king or the chief. From the 4th century onward, the Sarmatians developed a social structure around warfare, and warriors would only be the ones explicitly chosen to fight on the battlefield, whether they were men or women, not all just able-bodied individuals. A warrior caste thus arose. The Greek author Lucian gives us an idea of how the hordes of the Sarmatian warriors were raised. Our custom of the hide is as follows. When a man has been injured by another and desires vengeance, but feels that he is no match for his opponent, he sacrifices an ox, cuts up the flesh and cooks it, and spreads out the hide upon the ground. On this hide, he takes his seat, holding his hands behind him, so as to suggest that his arms are tied in that position. This being the natural attitude of a supplicant amongst us. Meanwhile, the flesh of the ox has been laid out, and the man's relations and others who feel so disposed come up and take a portion thereof, and setting their right foot on the hide, promise whatever assistance is in their power. One will engage to furnish and maintain 5 horsemen, another 10, a third some larger number, while others, according to their ability, promise heavy or light-armed infantry, and the poorest, who have nothing to give, offer their own personal services. The number of persons assembled on the hide is sometimes very considerable, nor could any troops be more reliable and more invincible than those which are collected in this manner, being as they are under a vow. For the act of stepping on to the hide constitutes an oath. By this means, then, Arcus Coma raised something like 5,000 cavalry and 20,000 heavy and lightly armed infantry. Although one could say that the Sarmatians dedicated themselves professionally to warfare, considering their civilization and culture depended on it, they didn't have a professional army structure like that of the Roman Empire. The Sarmatian method of raising an army was similar to those of the Celts or the Gauls, where individuals pled their loyalty to a man or a cause, who in turn promised them loot and plunder. However, this is only true of their military organization until the 2nd century AD, since Sarmatian society became more hierarchical from the 2nd to the 4th century AD, and the warriors were chosen and trained according to their skills. As such, between those centuries, a special kind of Sarmatian cavalry unit, the armored lancer, was formed to help the Sarmatian armies with the use of the long lance. The cavalry was at the core of the Sarmatian army, and the most common unit of the cavalry was the light-armored horse archer. They would be accompanied by better-armored lancers who constituted the minority of the forces. Some historical records state that they used infantry, but it's likely that either it was constituted mainly of non-Sarmatian people or the poorer Sarmatians who could not own a horse. The Alans, for instance, had an aversion to being on foot and considered it to be beneath them, which is confirmed by Aemilius Marcellus, who states, quote, "Therefore, all those through the age or sex are unfit for war remain close by the wagons and are occupied in light tasks, but the young men grow up in the habit of riding from their earliest boyhood and regard it as contemptible to go on foot," end of quote. The armor that the Sarmatian soldiers used was made mostly of leather, hide, or iron. Bronze armor would be used by only the richest warriors since it was expensive and difficult to make. The famous scale armor of iron and bronze, a characteristic also shared with the Scythians, has been found in archaeological findings amongst the Serramonte of the 6th century BCE. However, only the wealthiest of warriors would be able to afford it. The less wealthy would sew individual scales to their hide or leather armor. A different type of armor, the mail, has only been found in archaeological findings in the 1st century AD. The Sarmatians first used mail armor to complement the use of scale armor on the torso area, which was less technologically advanced. and would also use mail armor to cover their arms and legs. Only in the 2nd century AD do we find complete sets of mail armor being used by the Sarmatians. Around this century, another type of scale armor also appeared, one that was less resource demanding and made from local materials like horns or horse hooves that were then enclosed in a scale form. The helmets of the Sarmatian aristocracy, like their armor, was made of metal. The earliest of these was Greek Corinthian style helmets, modified so as to not restrict the vision of the wearer as much. From the 2nd century AD to the 4th century AD around the Black Sea area, another Greek helmet would replace the Corinthian, the Greek pilus, as well as other Celt and Italo-Etruscan varieties. The Greek pilus was a very basic helmet, essentially consisting of a cone-shaped metal hat that only protected the individual's cranium. At the end of the 1st century AD, one particular helmet gained considerable popularity. It was made of curved iron plates that were placed beneath an iron skeleton made of 3 or 4 vertical bands and riveted to 2 horizontal hoops. It's often portrayed as a precursor to the medieval Spangleheim. The Sarmatians used the spear, lance, sword, and the bow. The spear and long lance would be used on horseback and would allow the user to kill their enemy at a safe distance, especially with the case of the long lance. The Iranian Arsenis, also spelled Akane, was a short sword, 35 to 45 centimeters, between 14 and 18 inches, that they used, although there were swords much longer, up to over 2 feet. The latter would be especially useful for horseback combat since it required weapons for a longer range. Primitive bow of the early Sarmatian period would consist of various pieces of wood glued together, usually no longer than 80 centimeters, a little over 2 feet in length. It was only from the 1st century AD onward that the Sarmatians adopted the so-called Hunnic bow that was larger, measuring almost 4 feet in length, and was made of much stronger composite material. So they're very much like the Saki or the Scythians. Now the source for this, the Germanic people, their origin, expansion, and culture by Owens, Civilization of the Celts by Launay, Civilization of the Steppes by Conrad. So I hope you enjoyed that. And as always, don't forget to come by the website, sumahistorica.com or historyaccordingtobob.com, and ask a question, leave a comment, check out our merchandise, and if you like what we're doing, please feel free to support us. Thank you very much.